The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Does it ever, ever pay to compromise on truth? Does it ever, ever, ever pay to try to placate the far liberal left? Does it ever, ever work to try to appease radicals? The overwhelming answer is no. No, 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 no. So you might as well, with a Christ-like loving spirit, just take a stand for the truth and then accept whatever happens. Take the hits, take the criticism, take the consequences, but just do what's right. What am I ranting about? I'll tell you here in just a minute. It's out of San Antonio, Texas. But I got to thank a couple new heroes, Larry and Marcia. God bless you. Larry went to thewordcolumbus.com, and he clicked on the Option Line banner. So he went to thewordcolumbus.com, clicked on the Option Line banner, and gave. And Marcia called 800-999-7408. 800-999-7408. God bless you, Larry. God bless you, Marcia. God bless you, another Larry, and let me scroll down, and Linda, God bless you. Linda, two Larrys, and a Marcia. We're marching towards our goal. We're getting there really slowly. But we're getting there, and we're going to reach our goal. Folks, listen, failure is not an option. When we have the opportunity to truly, honestly, measurably save the lives of the unborn. Now, again, I do not want to offend anyone. I hope you don't misunderstand what I'm saying. It's wonderful to talk about being pro-life. It's wonderful to lobby. It's wonderful to march. It's wonderful to do many, many, many things to fight for life. But at Heartbeat and the Option Line, babies are being saved every single day. Over 400 every day. Now, we can count it. We can verify it. Over 400 women who are abortion-minded, they've made up their mind. You know, I'm going to kill my baby. I'm going to have an abortion. But then they have second thoughts, or someone pleads with them to talk. And they find one of the over 125,000 different ways that you can access Option Line on the internet. Over 125,000 different ways that you can get the toll-free number for the Option Line. And every hour, at least 18 women change their mind. It's incredible. I know it sounds too good to be true, but it is true. And so we're moving past halfway to our goal of $8,000. Praise God for that. But we're going really, really slowly. And I'm praying that this half hour would just be the best half hour that we've had. And we can, if you'll just respond to God. If God doesn't tell you to call, then don't. But if God pricks your heart and touches you about the unborn and supporting this incredible ministry right here in Columbus, it's an international ministry, but they're here in Columbus. That's why I think we have the greatest privilege. I think we have the greatest responsibility to support it and keep it going. All right. I'm going to go on to this story. 800-999-7408. 800-999-7408. We're moving. Phone calls are coming in. Slowly, yes. And you can do an amazing amount of good. 800-999-7408. I still believe somebody could take care of one full day. That's $1,800. And if you could do that, over 400 babies would be given life that would be aborted otherwise. Now think about that. If you could pledge $1,800 and take care of 24 hours, over 400 babies would be saved. If you could take care of $900, a half a day, over 200. All right, I'm going to move on. We're going to reach our goal. We will reach our goal. I'm asking you to help. 800-999-7408. 800-999-7408. Does it ever pay? Does it ever work to compromise with truth and to try to appease the radicals on the left? Chick-fil-A, I believe, is learning a very difficult lesson. Chick-fil-A is not going to go out of business. That's not going to happen. But I think morally and spiritually, the leaders at Chick-fil-A are learning a very important lesson the hard way. Most of you know that recently Chick-fil-A had a dramatic, and I mean a dramatic change in their corporate giving structure. In the past, they have given almost exclusively to pro-family organizations. Pro-family organizations help the homeless, help kids, and so on and so forth. But in order to appease the radicals, and I don't think there is any doubt in the world that's the reason they changed. The radicals were attacking them. You're a bunch of bigots. You're anti-LGBTQ, you're bigots, you're hate mongers. And in order to just appease them, they changed their giving structure. Are the radicals on the left happy? No. The city of San Antonio now has spent over $315,000 in legal fees after the city council voted to bar Chick-fil-A from opening a location in the San Antonio airport. This is after that decision. The legal fees encompass two lawsuits and a federal investigation, and other invoices are pending, according to a local TV station in San Antonio. The San Antonio City Council voted to block Chick-fil-A at the airport due to the company's, quote, legacy of anti-LGBTQ behavior. Now, you may know that the state of Texas is trying to pass a law called the Save Chick-fil-A Bill that would bar any public entity like an airport from violating a company's religiously held beliefs, because Chick-fil-A has advertised themselves as a biblical-based corporation, and therefore they're pro-family. They believe marriage is one man, one woman, and so on and so forth. Now, Chick-fil-A caved in. They did. They caved in. And they tried to appease the radicals. So, you would think then that San Antonio says, thank you, thank you, thank you, Chick-fil-A. You're now supporting homosexual-friendly organizations. You are now supporting the LGBTQ community. thank you so much. Come on over to San Antonio and put your Chick-fil-A in our airport. No. They're continuing to fight. The city of San Antonio, the leadership, is still referring to Chick-fil-A as anti-LGBTQ. So, did it do any good to appease the liberal left? No. Did it appease the radicals? No. Did it hurt and disappoint hundreds of thousands of conservative Christians? Yeah. Don't ever forget, folks, when you try to please everybody, you end up pleasing nobody. So just stand for the truth and face the consequences.
Today's news, God's Word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
Wow. I was just curious. I'm really remaining positive. I'm still very optimistic, but I'm realistic as well, and I realize that we have a goal of $8,000 for Heartbeat International, the option line. And we're going unbelievably slow towards the goal. We're moving. We've had calls today, and we're moving, but extremely slowly. So during the break, I was just curious. I thought, I'm wondering how much the seats are going to be for this year's Super Bowl. Okay. Let me read to you what I just now pulled up. I just now pulled this up. Question, how much are Super Bowl tickets in 2020? Quote, with it being the most widely viewed sporting event in most years, Super Bowl tickets don't come cheap. Currently, the cheapest ticket you can find is roughly $3,200 on SeatGeek, with the next cheapest within $300 of that total. NFL Ticket Exchange's lowest ticket price was $5,280. I just pulled this up at random. Reputable site. Right now, the cheapest seat, $3,200 for one football game. That's at, SeatGeek. On the NFL Ticket Exchange, the very lowest price was $5,280. For a football game. I know it's a Super Bowl, and hey, I'm a sports fan too. Thousands of people are going to put out 3, 4, 5, 10, 15, 20,000 dollars for one seat, for one football game, for 3 to 4 hours. Plus plane tickets, plus food, plus hotel, motel. And I'm asking people to take care of 1 hour of an option line here in Columbus, Ohio, that is responsible for saving, on average, 18 babies' lives every hour. Do I tell you that to lay guilt on you? No. But to demonstrate how whacked out our priorities are. Now, again, please don't take this away. It could sound, because I don't mean it in a real negative way. I'm just trying to get you to think. I have a whole boatload of my friends on Facebook that have entire rooms dedicated to the Buckeyes. I see them, and that's fine. That's great. I'm not criticizing at all. I think it's kind of cool. I mean, they got scarlet and gray couches, and they got stuff all over their walls, and everything is scarlet and gray, and they got this, and they got that, and they have an entire room just dedicated to the Buckeyes. That's great. That's cool. Kind of like that. I am desperately asking God for another $4,000. We're at about, we're not quite 4,200. Our goal is 8,000. I'm just asking you to think about your priorities, our priorities, my priorities. We honestly have in front of us Oops. Oh, that's not good news. I just got a from the call center, $150 had to be refunded. I have no idea why. I don't know what happened. So, well, we're down $150. I have no idea. And I don't need to know, but I just got a note from the call center that $150 was refunded. I don't know. Okay, folks, our AM 880 signal is about to sign off. Would you call 800-999-7408? We need to reach this goal. I mean, we really do. I really want to reach the goal, go on and continue talking about the topics that we talk about every day. But I have been given this responsibility and this opportunity. I have agreed with Heartbeat International that we will reach a goal of $8,000, and I am committed to do that. And I'm asking you to help. 800-999-7408. Yes, you can give tonight. You can give when you get home. You can give tomorrow morning. But I'm asking you right now, a whole bunch of you, 800-999-7408. There is so much disposable income out there. I mean, there is. People will spend multiplied thousands of dollars on sporting events. Buckeyes, football, basketball, Columbus Blue Jackets. Hundreds of dollars. Hundreds and hundreds of dollars. And it's fine. It's fun. But we're talking about lives here. Each hour, $75. 11 babies saved. Pray about it. 800-999-7408. For you listening on AM 880, I hope when we go on the air tomorrow, I'm going to have just wonderful, wonderful, wonderful news to you. Encouraging news. I pray that's the case. For those of you listening on 104.5 FM, we're going to continue. I've got other important stories to share with you. And yes, you can give online as well. TheWordColumbus.com. Click on Option Line. All right. We're going to reach our goal. 800-999-7408.